Five South Florida schools have been named National Blue Ribbon Schools by the U.S. Department of Education. Two schools in Miami-Dade County, one in Broward County, and two in Palm Beach County joined more than 330 other schools on the national list. WLRN reporter John O'Connor has more.
The five winning schools include a magnet school, two charter schools, and two private schools. They are Miami-Dade's Mater Gardens Academy and Doral Performing Arts and Entertainment Academy, Broward County's Westminster Academy, and Murakami Park Elementary and the King's Academy in Palm Beach County. U.S. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan says blue ribbon schools can lead the way for others.
Please share what you know. Your schools are setting high expectations for all learners, and I challenge you to become engines of educational innovation.
Schools earn national blue ribbon status through consistently high achievement or by closing the educational differences between minority students and their peers. They're judged based on test results and graduation rates. All five South Florida schools were chosen for their high achievement. Only scores with test results in the top 15% of the country qualify. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Miami-Dade County commissioners are fast-tracking a plan to build a new mental health facility. An old hospital in Miami, which was known as the South Florida Evaluation and Treatment Center on Northwest 7th Avenue, will be retrofitted to include a crisis unit, short-term housing, and a courtroom. David Ovalle is a reporter for the Miami Herald. He says the facility would serve as a one-stop shop for the county's mentally ill.
There are hundreds and thousands of people every year that get arrested that are on some sort of psychiatric medication. And oftentimes they're repeat offenders, people who basically aren't getting the services they need and are arrested for low-level crimes. Many of them are homeless. Many of them suffer from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and other mental health issues.
The Department of Justice investigated Miami-Dade County Jail's psychiatric ward back in 2011. The ward was declared unacceptable for housing prisoners who are mentally ill. Miami-Dade commissioners will meet next week to give final approval for the plan. With approval, construction is expected to begin early next year. USF School of Public Affairs and Nielsen's released the latest results of their annual Sunshine State Survey. That's coming out today. This week, they asked Floridians about environmental issues. USF professor Susan McManus says Floridians believe the state's biggest environmental issue is water.
What is the biggest environmental problem facing Florida? Hands down, it's water. Water-related problems, specifically 32%, almost a third, mention either the quality or the shortage of water.
The Sunshine State survey shows Floridians are now more critical of the state's job protecting the environment. This since the 2012 survey. Only 32% believe the state's doing a good job. You can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.